Montana, where he had been with the latest cattle drive, I think, to Iowa, and bought this land, and in about 1882, if I'm not mistaken, I have a deed of that property that he bought, and then my mother was born in 1886, and her mother was sort of ill. She had chronic bronchitis or some kind of chronic respiratory problem, and as my mother got into her 20s, I guess, her mother wanted to come down here to the Southwest in the winters, especially, you know, to mm-hmm. get away from the cold Iowa weather. So my mother was down here with her mother, and that's how she met my father. He was a young attorney, just getting started, and so they were married in 1908. So that's how they happened to come down here.
And when were you born?
Well, now, I was not born until 1928. I have a brother and sister who are 18 and 15 years older than I. They were born in, I guess, 1910 and 1912 or something like that. My brother is deceased now, but my sister is still living. Parents are both deceased.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your mother when you were growing up?
Mother.
How about your father?
Dad.
I've heard that a lot, that like the mom is called mother and the father is dad. That's so common. Did you know your grandparents very well?
My maternal grandparents had deceased long before I was born, I think in about 1910 and 15. My paternal grandfather died just a couple of months before I was born. But my father's mother lived for quite a number of years after I was born, and I did know her pretty well. Mm-hmm. She lived to be 95, she lived in Las Cruces in a big old house on Park up there that I remember vividly, and it's still standing. I've had occasion to go by it, you know, in the last few years, several times. Mm-hmm. Still present.
What did you call her?
I called her Grandma. Mm-hmm. Grandma. She was a kind of an austere, forbidding sort of lady. She was a great lady. She dressed in, always dressed very elegantly, dressed with dresses that had high ruffs around the neck and gorgeous hats, and she was quite a gal.
That's neat. Do you happen to know what sort of organizations she would have belonged to?
Interesting that you ask, because one of the funny stories I've heard about her is that she organized. I understand, you know, I couldn't verify any of this, but mm-hmm. I understand that she organized the Women's Christian Temperance Union in Las Cruces.
Wow.
She was also one of the, if not one of the founders, one of the pillars of the Presbyterian Church in Las Cruces, and I knew a minister of whom she had called or been on a calling committee to bring there as a young man when she was an old dowager, and then I knew him for years thereafter. He told me a lot of funny stories about her, and of course my father and my father's sister also told me some stories, but she was very interested in temperance and in the church, and